This is a podcast from Minute Media.
What is up, Pewter peeps? Welcome into the Friday episode of the PewterCast presented by BetUS.com. The PewterCast, the number one spot for all things Tampa Bay Buccaneers, news, analysis, takes, hot and otherwise, about your defending Super Bowl champions. I am Steve Carney. That is Ren Dax. Ren, happy Friday to you. How are you?
Happy Friday. Happy early Friday. It's all came together. It was like it was like a Keystone Cops trying to herd cats all week between the three of us, but
seriously,
we got it together somehow, and here we are.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it is Friday, which means it is Prediction Friday, and of course, we're going to be using for our predictions the lines from our great sponsor, BetUS.com, and joining us from BetUS to talk lines here before we get into the weeds with the Buccaneers and the Miami Dolphins is our good friend Barry Barger from BetUS.com. Hello, Barry. Happy Friday.
Hello, gentlemen. Happy Friday. as I talked to you earlier, mine didn't start off so great. But
it did not.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah, or it can only go up from here. Let's put the positive spin on that. A rough. A rough morning for Mr. Barger here. He spilled a smoothie on his laptop. Nothing like protein powder in a MacBook Pro on a Friday morning to get things started.
I hope it makes it stronger, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that Mac's going to just grow.
There you go. Absolutely. Before we get into the lines, let's get one thing out of the way. And of course, that not only with the PewterCast being brought to you by BetUS.com, but we also have another great sponsor with us this week, and that is, of course, Manscaped.com. Manscaped, of course, is the place for men's grooming. And, of course, it's autumn, and we're going to have the holidays coming up. Thanksgiving is coming. Christmas is coming. Great time to get the man in your life a Manscaped Performance Package. And then the Performance Package version 4.0 has the Lawnmower version 4.0, the brand new version of their men's grooming razor with the ceramic blade and the wireless charging and the longer battery life. Plus, you get the weed whacker, the ear and nose hair trimmer. You get their crop duster, ball deodorant, your crop toner. As well, and a couple of great free gifts along with the performance package, including a pair of those Manscaped boxers, which are fantastic. And you can get it all at a discount thanks to the PewterCast. Go to manscaped.com, use the promo code FANSIDED20, and you can get 20% off of your purchase with free shipping as well. Again, manscaped.com, promo code is FANSIDED20. And get 20% off your order with free shipping. Manscaped, your balls will thank you. So will your
women.
Yes, that's the truth. Especially if you're someplace warm and tropical, like say Costa Rica, right about now.
Yeah, it's like, Costa Rica.
Absolutely. So let's get Barry into my first question. I am a beginning gambler. I don't do it a lot. I tend to get kind of angry, especially when I lose. I'm one of those guys that, you know, the wins aren't nearly as good and the losses like eat at me. But for me, I want to ask you, as a novice, what are like, what's something that, you know, because I'm doing awful this year. I'm 1-8 against the spread in 3 weeks. And I'm curious, do you see like beginning gamblers trying to get too cute, or are they trying to, you know, manipulate the system? Like why do beginning gamblers always start out so poorly?
Well, let me ask you this. What they do a lot is they will stick on just favorites and overs. Is that, I mean, so you've got to, okay, no. So, but you gotta, when you look at a game, you got to figure out, when you're getting 3.5, that's huge in the NFL. If you can get 7.5, that's huge in the NFL. So
yeah,
you got to almost double think, like, this is going to be a blowout, or this is going to be, because in the NFL, any given Sunday is phrase that pays. And so when you can get over a field goal, over a touchdown, those are key numbers to really take advantage of. So that's something you look for. You also look for, simple things like defense against, you know, like say, how's this defensive line compared to this offensive line? Are they going to get to the quarterback? So, I mean, these are simple things that there's tons of access out. And seriously, on BetUS in the locker room, there's so much information there. So there's write-ups on every game. That can help you for one thing. It'll at least give you the information. Even if you don't like the side that they're picking, they give you enough information for you to make your own decision if you like. There's also write-ups on all the teams, all of, you know, the trends, everything. It's really a one-stop shop. So that can help. It's being informed. It's really like, you know, and it's simple stuff. Offense versus defense. You know, how's their pass out? You know, how do they compare? That's a good place to start. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of just, oh man, I love the Bucks every week. You know, so it's, you know, like this week they're 10. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of points.
You know, it's something to, you know, you got to double think about. And so
I always think it's funny. Like last week, I'm like, oh, look at the Saints. They're on the money line, -330 at home against the New York Giants. I'm like, come on, they're playing in the Superdome. Right?
Yeah.
They're playing the Giants. I should have no problems there. Even if I'm only putting down, say, $100 to be able to make it $133, and nope. Nope. Or $130. Nope. Gone.
New Orleans needs to, they need to pass more. I mean, they're trying to put the clamps on Jameis, obviously, but at a certain point, you know, that hurts your offense, and that's what it's doing. So they have to make some changes there, and just give it to Alvin Kamara every play is what I would do.
I need no help. I'm undefeated. I have not lost. I'm like 8-0 or 11-0 on BetUS.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I'm going to be coming down there to Costa Rica to live in your spare room, Barry, and start my career as a as an expert, as a booking expert. As long as I only have to do 3 a week. But anyway, let's get into it. What are you looking at? What do you like? Help out our listeners, our viewers here. You know, something they might not have seen. You know, on the that jumped out to them on the BetUS website.
Right. Well, I'll start with one that most people are gonna like because it's an under, and it's in two of the big powerhouse offenses under. It's Buffalo and Kansas City. I like that under 56 and a half. Yeah, I know. But it's – so Buffalo's defense is real. They've had 2 shutouts the last 3 weeks. And the Kansas City running game has actually come to life. You know, so last week they've – and so I expect them to establish the run more. I expect both teams to do this. And because this is such an important game, I think this is more of a strategy game that will keep the – you know – the beginning, kind of like the beginning of a boxing match, you know, where they're kind of feeling them out. I think this is going to be a little lower scoring than you think. I think this is, you know, 56.5. It was 57, came 9.5. And I think it's still, I think that's, this is going under. This is probably a, you know, 24 to 27 game, something like that, 24-23. And so that's, it's, you know, unders are tough to bet because you can always lose, especially with two powerhouses like this. But I believe this is the game that plays out that way. Buffalo lost to them both games last year. Those were two of the four losses that Buffalo had last year, was to Kansas City.
Right.
So they'll be doing some deep strategizing and they have some insight. They've gotten better, you know, and some could say Kansas City has maybe gotten a little worse, you know, that the rush defense is really bad. So that's why I think that Buffalo will do the same. I think they both are going to try to establish the run, which burns that clock, which makes the over less likely to happen. So there's my start. There's one that most people aren't going to probably agree with.
I was looking at an under, but I just couldn't convince myself to take it. Pittsburgh can't score. You know, Bridgewater's back, but at the time he possibly wasn't. I was looking at, I know it's only 39.5. I didn't take it, but I looked at that one real hard for a while, because like most people, and you know, like taking the under, it just doesn't sit right. It just doesn't feel well,
especially in the 30s, right?
Yeah, it's just like, oh my god. But
two great defenses though, Pittsburgh and Denver. So, I mean, that's one I would consider. But like you, it's just, I kind of get cringy when
there's got to be something better out there. There's got to be something better. I feel better about.
I mean, if you're gonna take an under at 39.5, why not take the under of New England and Houston at 39.5? Because you can basically guarantee yourself that New England's going to score 35 points because Houston can't score a point at all.
I like that thought process. I like that play too. I like it better than the Denver Pittsburgh play. You know, under. So that's a great one. And what? Go ahead.
I won the under last week on the Houston Buffalo game, even though Buffalo scored 40. I'm like, yeah, and they had the ball, and I'm like, no,
goose egg.
Yeah, so it was good. A goose egg. And I also took your advice last time we talked about a prop bet, how you say Baker Mayfield's always going to throw an interception. I took David Mills throwing an interception, won that one too. Yeah, I was actually looking for a prop bet Boston, where it'd be two or more.
I know. BetUS usually has like the different extremities of props like that too, which is really kind of cool. The two or more, I kind of really like that on a few of these quarterbacks. Mayfield, Jared Goff. And I'll tell you what, as far as an over goes, so the early morning game.
Yeah.
Early morning game over in London. This is an over with Atlanta's, I think they're ranked like 27th, 28th in defense.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be – and the Jets just – their defense just got the crap beat out of them last week by Derrick Henry. The Tennessee had like 90 plays or something, and that just takes a wear. That takes a wear down on you. So I just think that the defense is tired, and I think both teams. This is one of those kind of ugly overs, you know, not really like kind of, but. You know, listen, at 45 and Atlanta, they can score. They've got Cordarrelle Patterson. I can't believe how he's popped out of the woodwork. I have Ridley and Pitts in my fantasy, my big fantasy football team. Right?
Are you in one of those? Now, my former co-host on the radio used to be in this big fantasy football league with a bunch of former athletes, and like they were in a league where you had to have guys inactive for like 3 or 4 weeks out of 16, so you really like you couldn't play a guy for all 16 games. He had to sit 3 weeks on top of his bye week as well. Like they really made it, and this was one I think he was in it I want to say it was a 14 team league, and I think the entry fee was $10,000 to get in. But he was in there with like guys that were, you know, former professional athletes. So they threw around $10,000 like it was nothing,
right.
And he won that league, I think, 4 years in a row, and so he never had to pay for it again. Like he wiped the floor with them. It was always great to watch. He always came in. I knew it was the day that the league was over, because he came in and was throwing money around. Like, he would buy me lunch. I was his update anchor. Right. He would buy me the most expensive. I'm like, you must have just won the league, didn't you? He's like, yep.
Oh, that's perfect. I mean, like, that's like bet you has some of those props. I mean, like,
yeah.
You tell him to start betting some of those props, and then when he hits, you meet him the next day, and he can spend all that bet US money on you for lunch.
Yeah, I wish I still worked with him. That would be the best part about it. So,
4 years in a row is tough.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe, like, when he won back to back, it was like, you got to be kidding me. And then he won four, and then he won two more times after that. I'm like, come on. Like, what are you, and of course, John Smoltz, the former Atlanta Braves pitcher, was in that league, and he used to call up all the time, just like, he's cheating. I know he's cheating. Like, just to mess with him. It was always so much fun.
I've heard that before from people. Yeah. Like, people love to talk smack.
And
I'll tell you what, in this, so this Tampa Miami that I started to touch on about the, you know, there's so many points. See, Tampa's, they have three corner, they're the top quarterbacks that are hurt. They've given up the most pass yards, pass receptions, and touchdowns to wide receivers in the NFL. And so Miami's going to score. And you know, Tampa's going to score. So this over, I like more than the side. Because the side scares me a little when it gets to 10. And
what's a side?
Side, like, just betting either the team or the over under. Like, the side is the side of the team. Like,
yeah,
Miami or Tampa. Miami plus 10 or Tampa minus 10. Yeah, that's what it is right now. And the total, it's 48. Seven touchdowns, and that's over. And, I mean, I really expect Tom Brady to put up a bunch. And Miami can put up some points on Tampa because of their depleted secondary, truthfully. I don't think Tampa loses this game, but I mean, with 10 points, and this is what scares me, because you also got your backdoor covers that are available, that can happen, which, if Tampa's up two touchdowns and it's, you know, I mean, like, defense, you know, they start to lax a little bit, and they let that late touchdown happen that makes it only a winner by seven. And then the backdoor covers just crush me when I'm watching them, because I can see the defense just laying down, like, you know, like, what? But, and it's just like, I'm like, play to the end. But so many don't. So backdoor cover's real, especially when you get points like 10, 13, 14. Those are all dangerous numbers to lay in the NFL.
All right. So we've looked at a few games. Do you have you said your favorite yet, or what else do you got for us? Like,
I'll tell you what. My favorite of those is actually the Bills and Chiefs under, which I hate.
Okay.
So it must be a really good one. Like I said, I just think this is a down the trenches kind of a strategic game, and especially the first half. I mean, that'd be a great under to bet, because I think while they're kind of feeling each other out, that they actually keep it low scoring while they're kind of, you know, they're trying to establish the run. They're trying to burn the clock. They're trying to own the clock. So that's the way that game's going to go, I'm pretty sure. So, excuse me. And I like the Chargers minus two against the Browns, too. I mean, I just Baker Mayfield, he hasn't sold it for me. He played good first two games.
Do not like Baker Mayfield.
I just look at how he's played the last 2 weeks, especially last week. He started off pretty well the first 2 weeks, but on the Chargers, they have a tough defense. And so, you know, there's an at least throws one interception bet to make. You know, those props won't probably come out till Saturday, but the Baker Mayfield throws an interception to the Chargers. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And that could be the difference that makes Chargers win by 3 or 4. And they're only minus 2 at home.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was looking at that one.
Yeah.
So
side on that one.
Steve and I have our picks locked in. Should we give them to Barry to get some feedback on what he thinks?
Sure. I'm all about that.
All right.
Okay. So my 3 this week, Barry, I was looking at the morning game. And the fact that, you know, both of these teams are heading, you know, have headed over already, trying to get used to this, but it's still a 9:30 a.m. Kickoff. And I'm sure most these two teams will probably want to stay as close to Eastern time as possible to try and minimize the layover coming back. So I personally like Atlanta only given the 2.5, so you're not at the full field goal. So I did take Atlanta and minus 2.5. I think it probably will get over that field goal stretch because, let's face it, the Jets are no good.
Right, and they're coming off like a big upset,
yeah,
really.
Absolutely.
So there's a letdown. You're going across the bit. I mean, like, I like all that. Okay. Definitely.
I also took Baltimore. I know it's a full touchdown as opposed to 6.5 or going the other way at 7.5. But, you know, I just think that, you know, for Baltimore, I think the matchup is what does it for me.
Get it now because, you know, by Monday night, I mean,
it could be.
I would guess that goes to 7.5, which is dangerous.
Yeah.
And, you know, Indy's just, they've been hurt. They've been.
Yeah.
You know, Wentz is too, you know, you're playing on two sprained ankles.
Yeah, two bad ankles.
Two little hooves.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So, yeah, definitely.
And the other one that I got is Tennessee and Jacksonville. I took under 48.5. I think that if Urban Meyer has lost this team, you know, they're not gonna want to play. And if you got one side that doesn't want to play, that under makes sense more than taking a side.
It makes total sense because they could 100% not show up and get shut out there. This could be a 17-0 game.
Yeah.
You know, that's
exactly what I was thinking.
Yep, I'm with you. I'm with you on all those. I mean, and you know, with points you made plus more. Yeah, so that's yes, I think You're gonna end your bad streak. You're gonna catch on fire this week. I'm telling you.
I think, Connor, haven't you won like one of these bets in the
first? Yeah, I've won it. I said I'm 1-8.
This week. Get on my picks too, though. Come on.
All right. Yeah, I'm definitely looking Buffalo and Kansas City. Then we'll definitely hit that.
All right. I have discovered this wonderful thing called a teaser.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I did it last week, and I teased two teams, and I used those, you know, it's kind of like it has to hit for both of them to count. If one of them misses, and they both miss in our little competition here. But so now I'm going to either win all three or lose all three this week because I did a three-team teaser. I think the Jets are going to win the game in London. So I
plus you're getting plus 3.5, so that goes to the
well. I moved it to 9.5.
Oh, you did a.
I did a 7-point. Yeah, I did a 7-point teaser push, and then I flipped the Green Bay game from Green Bay being minus 3.5 to plus 3.5.
Uh huh. Awesome.
And then I teased Dallas down to just win 0.5. Just beat the Giants.
Well, you're doing some of the basic principles there that you've already applied. So is getting over those key numbers, like 1, 3, 4, 7, whatever you can.
Right.
And going from 3.5 on one side to 3.5 on the other side is huge. So, you know, and another game that would be good to do this is, see, the Monday night game, with Baltimore, because if you tease that, you're down to pick them out of seven. And so you know, all they have to do is win the game, which,
right.
Gee, come on, right? I mean, like, seems like stealing. I don't know.
But, right, yeah. But, and then the more teams you put in, the more your odds go up. So if you tease, right. like, the Baltimore-Dallas game and put them both down just to pick them, basically, because you can tease Dallas down to, you know, half a point. Well, you can't win by half a point, so you just need Dallas and Baltimore to win. Yeah, so that's like, when I discovered that teaser offers, thing.
And BetUS offers all those different teaser numbers, too. You can do 10 points.
Points, exactly. And it's not just seven. Really it can be like you can tease it 3 points and you make more money, or you can tease it 5 points and make, you know, a little less. But, you know, you're it's wherever you're comfortable at. And when I found that thing, I'm like, oh, man, like, I feel like I can't lose. Like,
but watch how
Over
those key numbers, you know, it's like it's like taking advantage of the 6 or 7 point tease by, you know, like with Baltimore getting down to pick this huge, and with, like, you going from 3.5 minus to plus on one of the games, you know, that's so those are some applications that you really you don't just pick teams and just do it. You pick those games that you can overcome those tough numbers 1, 3, 4, 6, 7. You know,
You teased through 5 key numbers.
Right?
That one. That's ridiculous.
Hey, wait till wait till you tease Baltimore Monday night, Steve. I'm telling you. Then you're going to tease through all those numbers. I mean, and at BetUS, you can tease a Monday night 2-teamer. Like, you can go Baltimore over, and then you're only over, whatever, 7. If you go 7, then you're only over 39.
No, wait. You can tease...
UT and totals that, too.
Yep.
So it changes the under over totals?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, yep. My God.
Yeah, man. Hey,
Red's
going to win so much money. I just opened a whole world at BetUS for you.
I'm going to win so much money.
Red's going to quit his job. He's moving to Costa Rica. That's all there is to it.
Come on down, guys. Come on down.
Playing lobster tail for me for the rest of my life.
And Red can cook, so.
True.
Perfecto.
That's true.
Awesome.
All right, Barry. It's been a pleasure as always, man.
It's been a blast.
Yeah, it's always fun talking to you.
Yep, for sure.
Go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you and, you know, anything that's going on.
At BetUS, I mean, like I said, use the code so you can get 125% bonus to start off if you haven't yet. And also, follow us on our social. Like, our... You know, our general is BetUS_official, and then we have BetUS_NFL, and all this, since we, you know, I mean, but we have Instagram, Twitter, we have like 8, 9 Twitter handles, so get on and follow all of them, because we do specials, promotions, we give great information there, too, and then we'll throw out some articles that are really great from our locker room that... You know, for the key games every Monday, Sunday night, all those games are going to be on Twitter with a quick write up, and then you click on it and read the article. I mean, there's tons of information in that locker room, guys. So at BetUS, I would say check that out. Take advantage of the bonus now while it's still cracking.
Yeah, I actually follow BetUS NFL on Twitter, and they're always putting out something on every single game. You know, there's a nice breakdown in every single game. It comes on your Twitter feed. You know, if you're not interested in the Vikings game, then don't click on it. But, you know, if you're like me, like, I was kind of looking, like I said, on the under in the Broncos-Pittsburgh game, and it pops up on my Twitter feed, then it's like, hey, we're going to break down the Broncos-Pittsburgh game. I click on it. I give a little watch, adds a little more information. That's actually why I didn't bet it. And now I'm talking to you. I'm glad I didn't. But it's just a tough one. But
it could be turnovers for points. If you get turnovers that score 14 points, then you can get hosed by that. That could happen.
Yeah, that's where I always try to avoid. I always try to factor in at least a touchdown off a turnover.
Sounds like you're doing okay. 8-0 or whatever, you know. Kind of
crushed. Yeah, 8-0 or 11-0.
I'm 11-0 in BetUS. The first week we did this. What I bet on BetUS was not what I bet on the pod. So they're like what I said on the pod. So I think I lost.
You lost one.
I lost one.
Yeah, you're 8-1. Week. You're 8-1 on the pod, but 11-0 on BetUS.
Yeah, because there's bets that I make up. Because I have two other bets on BetUS this week that you know that I didn't talk about. So,
and also for your Bucks fans, like you know for the Bucks game, I mean you got all the individual team. You got team props and player props. You got Brady over on passing yards, touchdown. Check it out. There's so much to be had there. And like I said, a lot of times props don't come out till the day before or early the morning of. Sometimes, right. So just wait for those.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what the prop is for TV. How many times TV mentions Tua? is it over or under a dozen?
Over.
Yeah, I was gonna say if it's a dozen, I'm taking the over. All sure. right, Barry. Be good, my friend. We will talk to you in a couple of weeks.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Barry.
That is Barry Barger of BetUS.com. And again, use the promo code PewterC125. Barry mentioned it there. BetUS been around 27 years doing this, paying big money to all of their clients. You see, you've heard Ren talk about he's 11-0. Mm-hmm. I'm a novice and I need to work on my game, and BetUS is helping me work on my game, especially now. So again, 27 years, they've got NFL, college football coming up here next week. As a matter of fact, the NHL gets going. The NBA is going to get going here very soon as well. And you can bet on those games. You can bet on UFC matches, PGA rounds, and of course, Ren's favorite, the ponies. You can bet on the ponies as well. Go to betus.com. Use the promo code that you can see on YouTube. If you're listening to the podcast, it is PewterC, PewterCast without the AST, and then the number 125. And again, you get a 125% sign up bonus if you use the promo code. So you sign up, you deposit $100. You get $125 in bonus money. So that gives you $225 to play with. It's that simple. Again, betus.com, the best way to help the PewterCast out. You bet, you win, you get paid with betus.com.
Yeah, so I've turned my $50 investment into 400, 500, 600, 700, over $800.
How's that?
Yeah, in 4 weeks, I just bet football.
I'm telling you, he's gonna stop. He's gonna stop working. He's gonna only bet football from here on out. It's gonna get to that point.
I have to bet so big so I can live during the off season too.
Yeah. Well, then you just moved to Costa Rica. There you go. Everything's cheap down there. You heard Barry say that.
Yeah.
So. So again, BetUS, that it is the best way to support the PewterCast is to sign up through the promo code and get some extra bucks in your account there to play with at BetUS.com.
Speaking of the Bucks,
yes,
or Bucks, the Bucks, Dolphins.
Yes, they do.
1 o'clock, which I'm thankful for, which means that I can't work a morning or afternoon shift, so I get the whole day off.
Nice.
So that's good. Instead of running home, you know, with an hour to spare, jump in the shower, come out, and like maybe I missed the kickoff.
Yeah.
But so that'll be good.
That'll be good. It's good for me because the Rays game isn't until I want to say 7 o'clock that night. So
yeah. No, that's perfect. It's a 4 o'clock game, isn't it?
Is it? I thought. Oh no, that's right. They don't play Saturday. They're off Saturday. Yeah, it's a 4 o'clock game. But I can miss the beginning of the. I can miss the beginning of the baseball game. It's in Boston.
That's right. No credentials.
Definitely no credentials. especially not in Boston. This is actually Boston Marathon weekend.
Too. Oh, is it?
Oh yeah, it's going to be ugly. Wow. I wouldn't want to go to Boston anyway. And I'm from New England. I would stay the hell away from Boston on marathon weekend. It's ridiculous. All right. So let's get into, I think maybe the two biggest pieces of news involving the Buccaneers come out of the secondary. One of them has something they had no control over. And the other one is probably something that they saw coming that, you know, unfortunately now they're going to have to deal with. And that is the fact that Carlton Davis was placed on injured reserve with the quad injury. So he's going to miss at least the next three games. Mm-hmm. And the other piece of news, we kind of got into it on Wednesday because it came down on Wednesday afternoon. But we didn't talk about it then because we want to save it till now, is Stephon Gilmore. The thought that maybe they would take a flyer or take a run at Stephon Gilmore from the Patriots, but instead he goes to another NFC South team, the Carolina Panthers deal for him, and they give up a draft pick in 2023 in order to get Gilmore. So I want to get your thoughts on both of those things first.
If there was only somebody out there who was telling NFC South Nation that the Panthers were the second best team in the division before the year started.
Who, I wonder who that was.
Could have there been somebody out there who was telling everyone?
I wonder who that is.
I wonder who that could have been. You know, obviously it hurts a little. Mm-hmm. I've never been one to... No, like I said, obviously it hurts a little, but because another team gets it doesn't mean like the Bucs didn't try, or doesn't even mean they're interested, or doesn't even mean that New England would even trade him to the Buccaneers, or like there's so many things you don't know. So I know there was a lot of, I don't want to say pushback, but outrage on Twitter that not only Bucs didn't get Gilmore, but he went to an NFC South opponent who just happens to be tied for the league in the division with us. But there's some things there. Now, it's been, you know, a handful of years since Gilmore did win defensive MVP. And then he wasn't playing that well last year before he got hurt. At least not up to his status. And he is 32 years old. So all those question marks you have about Richard Sherman, you should have about Gilmore as well. So just because, you know, he's there and it looks like he'll be eligible to play week six. And of course that'll be plenty of time for him to possibly be there against the Buccaneers. Cause we play the Panthers, I think two of the last three games on the schedule this year. It doesn't mean that they've got the Stephon Gilmore of the, defensive player of the year. So just keep that in mind. You know, it has been a few days. It's sort of the ruckus has settled down. Everyone sort of, you know, went back to their corners and started focusing on the Dolphins game. But it's weird that I feel like this Dolphins game is completely being overlooked because it was such – everyone had to talk about the return of Brady, you know, to New England for another, like, 3 or 4 days. And here we are. It's Friday, and I don't feel like anything's really been asked – about the to the coaching staff or the players about the Dolphins, like, at all.
Yeah.
You know, there was one that was asked about Brady, but it was like, you play with these guys at the Patriots. Like, hey, this guy was your coach. Hey, this guy was your backup quarterback. Hey, the safety, you know, was on your team. It wasn't anything about the Dolphins. It was more New England, you know, angled view questioning. So this game's kind of flying under the radar for the Bucs. But to answer your second part of the question with Carlton Davis, I mean, at least it came at the best time of year it could, because we got Brissett, and then we got, like, Fields, and then we got Jalen Hurts, you know. So it's – and I think Buccaneer fans are going to be very happy that we have Richard Sherman. And since Gilmore can't even play till week six, you know, he'll get another week to improve and get out there and show people what he can do. I mean, you know, he had like a – he didn't have a pass breakup, but he had a – he had seven tackles and he had a fumble recovery. So, I mean, it's not like he had a – he wasn't a liability out there. And you heard him in his press conference, you know, this week. It's like my legs were jello. It was just like, you know, the plan was for me to play as long as I could. Then they'd rotate me out, let me catch my wind and go back in. And then he said, saw Carlton Davis go down, and he goes, well, guess I'm playing a whole game. And, you know, he went out there and gutted out and you know, and played well. Like, you know, I wouldn't say he played bad. He played well at times, I should say. But I thought he did his job, and I think Buck fans are really going to be glad to have him this year. this game, I should say. But yeah, you know, losing Carl Davis is a bummer, but I'd rather have through, I think this three game stretch, if this was like Rams, Patriots, you know, Falcons,
Cowboys,
you know,
yeah.
Like maybe they would have like, okay, we need you. You're like, we'd rather have you at 85% out there than not have you. But having these sort of, you know, non-prolific passing offenses come 3 weeks in a row, it's like, well, I'd rather have you 100%. And we, you know, 4 weeks from now, then have you maybe like at 70, like you're declining 2 or 3% every week until we get to the bye week, you know, and get you back a little more healthy. So I think the schedule went into part of the decision of benching Carlton Davis. I mean, it stinks, but it's the best possible scenario. If we're going to lose him, now's the time to.
Yeah. Speaking of good possible scenarios, Bruce Arians is right now on the podium talking, and he had just mentioned that another cornerback is going to play this week, and that's Jamel Dean. Both Dean and defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul have been ruled by Arians as good to go for Sunday's game against the Dolphins. That's a huge boost to get Dean back on the other side of Richard Sherman, I think, is going to...
Which is kind of funny to say.
Yeah, it really is. But
like when Dean's your savior, it's like that old adage, like depth in the NFL is really great until you need it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. But I do think that at least getting one of your top three corners from the beginning of the year back is a big, big boost. Yes. As is JPP. Let's face it. Anytime that you can add to the pass rush, it helps out the defensive secondary, and so the more rushing you can get, I think that could be huge,
and be able to move JPP inside as sort of that five tech and have Tryon line up outside him on, you know, obvious passing situations. You know, I think that's probably a package that the Bucks, you know, would like to have, instead of, you know, using Vita Vea as a bulldozer, even though it worked. You know, having those two long, lanky, bendy guys playing next to each other, and of course JPP can stand up against the run and stuff if they try to do those things at the five tech position. So it's going to be interesting to watch, especially since the Dolphins offensive line appears to be in shambles.
Yeah. If you missed out our conversation from Wednesday with Paul Pickin from On the Finside podcast, definitely go check that out. But the thought process and a lot of the conversation on Wednesday was about how the Dolphins offensive line is offensive in the wrong way.
Because
it's not very good at all. And
they're flipping tackles, they're moving guards. Tackles to guards, their second round draft pick, they don't know where to put them. It's just, and you know, and he even talked about their scheme where it's part of it is just leave the edge defender unblocked, and I guess your hope is the quarterback gets rid of the ball before he gets there. Like, that's the offensive scheme they're sort of drawing up right now in some plays, and that's the scheme that got Tua broken. The Bucs defense came through against the Patriots against sort of an offensive line that has really declined since the retirement of, was it Joe Gilbright? No. Who is the guy that was there forever that always patched together and made this great offensive line for the Patriots? But anyway, he retired, and since then, the Patriots' offensive line has just sort of started to slowly decline and fall apart. So I expect the Bucs' defense every bit to get heavy pressure, and you know, matching that 5-sack total they got Sunday, I wouldn't be surprised if they hit that too.
I wouldn't either. Couple of other guys that we kind of expected were going to be out have officially been ruled out as well. Rob Gronkowski will not play again this week because of the broken ribs and the
pinched lung. Will we see O.J. Howard?
We might see
catch a ball.
Could we see O.J. Howard maybe catch a ball for the first time in a couple of weeks?
Right.
Also, Antoine Winfield will not play in a game. He has not practiced at all this week. He has been in concussion protocol and has not gotten out on the field. So I would think that he probably misses this game. And because the next game is a Thursday night game, he probably misses that game as well. And then you have a week and a half, I think, after that, or maybe even longer after that, before you get back out on the field. So I would think that this is probably two games that you miss, Antoine Winfield and Patrick O'Connor,
right?
Who has not played, who had not practiced this week either, will also not be available for this game. I don't think those surprise us at all.
No, and
certainly don't surprise me.
No. Maybe Kyle Trask dresses.
That could be pretty interesting
because of the people that would they do Trask? You think they do Trask or would they do Nick Leverett? Who would they dress?
If I'm going to dress anybody, I'm going to dress Trask. Hmm. You know, you might be able to go that route. Maybe that would be hilarious. Yep. Go, Kyle. You're on punt return.
You're on punt return duty. Mickens hurt his abdomen.
Gonna be like, yeah. We'll try and make him the version of Taysom Hill. Gio Bernard. That's the big question mark. Nothing has been said so far today by Bruce. I take that back. Arian says this is from Greg Allman of The Athletic. Bernard looks fine as he returns from his knee injury. So if that means that he looks fine and he is getting better, or if he looks fine and is ready to go, I think are two separate things.
Yes, it is. So, yes, it is.
So we shall see. I have to get to work. You have to get to the ballpark.
I have to get to the ballpark. You have to get to work. We do have to give our predictions for the game, though. We've already given our picks for BetUS.
Yes.
And neither of us took the Bucks this week. So
no Bucks bets this week. 10.5 was too much. I didn't trust the under over. We can't really do prop bets on the show because they're not out yet. They don't usually come out, like Barry said, till the day of the game.
Yep.
Or late Saturday night, things like that. So, So we've done our bets. So our predictions. I think the Bucks win if it doesn't rain, which it hasn't like in 2 weeks. I think it's a nice, warm, early day. Not that it will affect Miami. I think it will just make the Bucks feel better. And I think the Bucks kind of win this one going away. I feel a mistake-ridden Dolphins game coming on here. The offensive line is going to be leaky. Their cornerback Jones may not play. Byron Jones may not play opposite Xavier Howard. And that would be a big blow to them. So, we'll see if the Bucks decide to run the ball like they did last week, but I don't think they're going to run it as much because New England played like six defensive backs and dared them to run the ball. That's the reason they ran it so much. It's just one of these games that I'm just not used to as a Bucks fan. It's just I'm expecting to win. I'm ho-hum, you know. Let's see what we do. If we win by, I think 10's the magic number. I think Vegas did a really good job on the point spread in all these games this week.
Yeah.
Nothing sort of stuck out like really? Okay. Maybe the Pick'em game, Denver, Pittsburgh, but when that line was made, Bridgewater wasn't clear, and it looks like he's gonna play. We'll see if the line moves on that. But I think it's an easy peasy, nice lazy day, and by 5 o'clock, everyone will be all happy and fat from wings and beer and having boat drinks. So I think this is a walk in the park for the Bucks this week.
Yeah. I tend to agree. This is 34-21 to me a lot. So I think that's probably going to be close to, I think you don't want to lay the 10, but I think this is probably one that you probably want to look at teasing down under 10 if you're using betus.com. Tease under 10 and
get it under 7.
Make it happen.
Get it under 7.
Get it. Excuse me. Yeah, tease it down under a touchdown and be good to go. So
tease it to 0, make no money whatsoever. $1,000 makes $6.
That's right.
But you won. No.
That's right. It's a win. It's a win. All right. Let's bounce. Give me the Soren addiction, Ren.
Best place to find me is on Twitter at ThePeterCast. I'm always down to talk Buccaneers football, but if you think your take is too hot and don't want to put out on their Twitter sphere, feel free to slide in my DMs. I'll talk Buccaneers football with you there as well, too.
Yes, and please do so. You can follow me. I am at Steve Carney on Twitter and Instagram, stpete9.com for your race coverage under the Orange Roof podcast. I'm doing new bonus episodes after every playoff game, so there is fresh content.
Because you don't get to cover it?
No, I'm there. I'm there, Ren. At least for this.
If people
series.
Don't know, MLB has told Carney he does not get credentials for the championship yep. series or
and the World Series. Series
and the World yep. Series, even though he's been there every single day.
Yep.
All year long. So.
Yep. I'm not the only one outraged about it, but I'm gonna try and grin and bear it. And try and do my job as best I can, sitting at home watching the press conferences from the house.
Yes.
Such is life.
Yelling questions at the TV.
Oh, no, I'm texting Mark
Kevin,
at the Times.
Kevin, excuse me, right here.
Steve
Carney, under the orange roof.
Yep, stpete9.com. Oh, no, I'm gonna text PR people. I'm like, if I have a question, I'm going to want to ask it. And whether it's on the, or you just hand Kevin my... And Kevin Cash, your phone. And let me ask the question.
Taking phone bids like at an auction.
Damn straight. That's how it works. You're gonna mess with
$200,000 from the man on the phone.
That's right. You know what they say. You F with the bull, you get the horns.
All right. I got to go to work. Let's go.
All right. Go to work. Until next time, or until I should say Sunday afternoon when we are live taking your reaction here on the PeterCast. Go buck yourself.
Go Rays.